Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Prim. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Prim. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Soltis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Quel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Prim moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Prim moves to third. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Prim scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walters moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Walters scores. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Werber. The throw to Prim covering the plate. The slide. Werber is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Bludge moves to second. One out. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Prim hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's Senators, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and has Werber trapped. There's the throw to Meyer who tags Werber for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Mark Philly now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Morgan scores. Johnson scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Klump pinch hits for Mark Philly. Elmer Klump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Klump now catching. Ed Link now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maynish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-3 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1. And back over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-3 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Elmer Klump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klump is 0-for-1 in the game. Klump hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-4 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.